We have our friends from the Bethel Shelters joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We have got Richard Murr, Reverend Emily Sutton, and Alicia Cohen. And good morning to all three of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so Reverend Emily Sutton, we're going to start with you. You made a pretty big announcement recently. We're going to kind of let you explain what that announcement is and why Alicia is now joining us here on Palmetto Mornings.
So I have been doing the work of offering the shelter in our community, leading that cause for 12 years. And after 12 years, I have seen this organization grow and blossom, and I saw that it was time for me to pass the baton. So I am resigning as of May 11th as the executive director of Bethel Shelters, but I'm not leaving the community, okay? So I love Rock Hill. I love this community. Our family has just, you know, when we moved to Rock Hill in 2012, we were, you know, a young couple, married a couple years, and
you're still young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because if you're young, that means we're young.
But you know, we moved here for me to be the pastor of Bethel and Philadelphia United Methodist Churches. That's what I was appointed to do. And as a part of that, you know, Bethel Shelters, which was the Bethel Men's Warming Center at that time, which is a part of my appointment. And it grew and it grew and it grew, and now it is a full-time job. And me trying to do pastor Bethel United Methodist Church and lead Bethel Shelters was just getting to a place where I just couldn't do it well, both well. And if you know me, I like to do things well. So I am resigning for Bethel Shelters because we have Alicia Cohen, who has been with us for 5 years at Bethel Shelters and is an amazing leader. And I'm just grateful to have someone within our organization that I can pass the baton to, who I know is going to lead this organization to the future. And I get to still be in Rock Hill, and I get to still be the pastor of Bethel United Methodist Church, which is where my heart is and where I feel like God is calling me. So after prayer and discernment, I'm going to remain the pastor of Bethel. And Alicia is going to be the executive director of the shelters.
Well, congratulations, Alicia. You hired from within, and again, you've been there for 5 years. Yes. So now you have the title of executive director.
Yes, I do.
What do you want our audience to know about Alicia Cohen?
Well, I'm from Johns Island, 20 minutes from Charleston, South Carolina. Went to school in USC Aiken, and then I always wanted to go to UNCC, but that didn't happen because, you know, life, the recession, things like that. But I did end up at Winthrop. And while I was teaching preschool is when I got my field placement at Bethel Shelters in January 2020. And I've just loved this community. And I just, you know, can't wait to keep, you know, enjoying and seeing it grow and keep advocating for those in the community who are less fortunate.
So your role now as executive director, what does that kind of look like? What are you looking forward to in this new role, in this new position?
Well, you know, I had to take time to pray about it because, you know, it is different from what I learned in social work as my joy of direct contact with the clients and individuals experiencing homelessness. So I took that time because it would look different. It's more grant writing, advocating at the community level with city council and things like that. Yeah.
Well, we certainly, you know, Bethel Shelters have been addressing this problem for a long time. And so, again, we've seen it continue to grow under the leadership of Reverend Emily Sutton and Richard Murr. And, of course, you're part of that, you know, team as well. And now being the executive director, it's going to be really exciting to see where we kind of continue to go from here. How can the community help you be successful in your role? What role do we play in helping you become successful?
I just seeing our clients, the individual experiencing homelessness, as community members. You know, they're not set apart from the community. They're among us, and they're a part of us. And, you know, as far as the community, just supporting the shelter and supporting those individuals.
And I'd love for folks just to get to know Alicia. She is just a joy to be around. And so I would love for folks, if you want to get to know Alicia, I'm sure she'd be happy to have coffee or tea or lunch. And I think that would be a really unique way to kind of get to know folks in the community. Because the thing is it takes all of us, right? Like, it's not going to happen just by me or by Richard or by Alicia, right? I call
our volunteers every single night, loaves and fishes, because what I see at our night shelter every night when someone comes in with a meal, when someone shows up to volunteer, it's like loaves and fishes every single night at Bethel Shelters. So,
it's one of the best stories in the Bible, really is, right? Just when you think, I do not have the time or the talents or treasures to meet the obstacle in front of me, the good man upstairs, the good Lord, says, yes, you do. And you are going to multiply. And look what you all have been able to do right here in our community. And Alicia, that is one way the community can help, right, with these nightly meals. And maybe just kind of refresh what that looks like and who all can serve and what that, how they can be involved in that portion.
Sure. So, you know, all of our meals are provided by community members. So we have a link online to show an availability chart. You just go on there, your group of select a night. You can update it to say what meal you're serving. And then show up on that night. We have a kitchen. If they want to use the kitchen, they can. Some people bring the food with them. But, you know, that is a great opportunity to get involved, to, you know, feed someone when they're hungry.
We've seen everyone from what other church groups get involved. We have seen nonprofits, families. We've seen a lot of our young people, like as a part, who are part of a sports team. They get out there. What great team building opportunities there are there. So, again, that's Monday through Friday, or that's 7 days. Yeah,
year round. Every night.
We got to eat on Saturday and Sunday. So, excuse me.
All three meals.
All three meals. Okay.
On Sunday.
So, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're going to bring in Richard Murr, who is the operations director for Bethel Shelters.
Right. And we are seeing that tonight is the end of what we call, is it warming season? So that starts mid-November and runs through the end of March. Today is, of course, March 31st. So what does that mean for Bethel Shelters this week? And what does it look like going forward until next November?
Right. Well, traditionally, every winter, our commitment to our community is we turn no man away. And we do that by offering 40 beds at the Bethel campus, Bethel United Methodist Church campus, up to 28 at Pathways, our overflow there. Then we partner with churches in our community. This morning we shut down the church overflow, which means we have 24 less beds. We go back starting tonight to 68 beds until mid-November. Last night was a very stressful night for our staff, for our guests. Because we had 92 men come in last night, and we conduct a lottery to see who gets to 68 beds. So tonight we start with 68 men having beds and 24 on a wait list. With that, we are grateful for some of our community partners. We were able to reach out to Nancy Landerman at The Haven. A big shout out to Nancy, and she's going to help accommodate 6 to 8 of our men to transition into their program today. So it's just a lot to digest, and you know, and Alicia and I will leave here in a few minutes and start working on the plan for these other, you know, maybe 16 guys who might not have a bed tonight.
That's a reality right here in our community. And the year is 2025.
Yeah.
In a lottery. So a lottery will determine whether or not you have a place to sleep.
We did the lottery last night because we've done it in the years past. We feel like that in life we all have people we love maybe a little more than others. We have favorites sometimes, and this takes any impartiality away, and it's fair for all. And you know, it's unfortunate it had to come to that, but you know, there's just such a need in our community for housing. Alicia uses the word bottleneck, and she can probably talk a little more about that.
Well, what we do know about Bethel Shelters and all the agencies you all partner with, The Haven, Life House, Family Promise, you all coordinate and communicate with each other, and you help. Like, you don't just say, sorry, this is it, good luck. Like, you all coordinate and have a strong line of communication. So we applaud that so much. I don't know if folks sometimes see that part of it. I know we're privy to it in our positions, but we love when that synergy kind of comes together to kind of help everyone. But yeah, it's a reality. I mean, I think we continue to have interviews on this show where we're housing people out of their homes, even current people who just fall behind here and there and just get lost along the way. Besides, again, volunteering to help serve a meal, is there anything else that we can do as a society? Do they need toiletry items and they need clothing? Alicia, how can we continue to help maybe in that realm?
So we always keep an updated donation list or need list on our website. That's an Amazon list or a Walmart list. And we have great volunteers that help let us know like where we're down on deodorant. Can we ask for more deodorant within the community? Things like that. So you can always find that list on our, off of our website.
And let's give the website address one quick time.
That's BethelShelters.org.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. All right.
And then, Richard, in the past year, from November to now, was this on par of the men that you all serve compared to last year, or is the need continuing to grow and grow and almost double and tripling from year to year?
We didn't see tremendous growth this year, but we did see growth. We saw, as Alicia said, we had this bottleneck. We get guys in, and there's nowhere for them to go once – you know, we reach out to the Haven. There's just no housing. There's no affordable housing in this community. And I know it's being talked about, but, you know, we got to put some rubber on the pavement soon and make something happen. Or it's just going to continue to worsen, I believe.
And a lot of these men, Alicia, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. we can see them as community members.
Yes.
They are also trying to find employment and getting receiving other services at Pathways to remove obstacles to continue to help them get back on their feet so they can transition from the Bethel shelters to the Haven and then to their own home or whatever that looks like for each individual person. But these men are doing a lot of work during the day.
Right.
And just think when we're all done at the end of the day, we get in our car, we go home, and we sit down on our couch or lay in our bed. For these men that have been working all day, it's uncertainty.
Right, just the uncertainty. And we do have guys who work full-time. They take on two shifts at a time. And, you know, last night they realized that they don't have a bed. So how are they going to go to work and refresh the next day? Where are they going to lay their head to, you know, rest for a few hours before they go back to work? So, you know, it was a pivotal moment last night for some of our guys. And, you know, I would say that, you know, they need to, you know, it's hard for someone trying to get back on their feet when they're hit with a roadblock. And it could cause a trigger and they could just, you know, give up and lose hope. But, you know, we're here to, you know, keep them empowered and keep them moving forward.
We are in good hands with Alicia Cohen, who is the executive director now for Bethel Shelters. Richard Murr is still the operations director, and as Reverend Emily Sutton just explained, she is just stepping away from Bethel Shelters, but not the church or our community, so she's still going to be involved. And what we know about Reverend Sutton, she still will be able to still lend a helping hand at the Bethel Shelter. She's not just saying goodbye and that chapter is closed. That book will always stay open.
I would like to just say something publicly right now to Emily. I have learned so much from her. Love her so much. We've been in this together for 8 years, and when she shared with me what was going to happen, it was a difficult, tearful time. But this young woman beside me, there's no one more deserving or better prepared for this. When Emily shared with me, she said, I know God is preparing someone for this, and I couldn't agree more, and I already knew who it was. And it was just great, you know. And I think Alicia, you know, change is different, but change is sometimes necessary, and change is good sometimes. Okay.
Well, that's why they're a great team, and the mission is still there, and the services will not change really at all. Just a fresh coat of paint on the walls, right, Alicia?
That's right.
I love it.